Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Feminine Revival. It's so good to have you all here. Just give me a thumbs up if you can see me and hear me, and we'll get started right away, inshallah. You know, this is such a critical topic, and very few people are talking about it. And it's all about what it means to be feminine. If I can, Sister Aisha, if you can give me a thumbs up if you're hearing me. Inshallah, bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. All right, just waiting for that. If you can hear me or see me, yes. Okay, excellent. Jazakallah khairan. Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Welcome to the Feminine Revival. You know, in studying the femininity, I have seen that it is so important for us to know what it means to be feminine. There, it's gotten a bad rap, and there's a lot of misconceptions, misunderstanding about what it means to be feminine. To give you a little background about myself, I've been a faith-based counselor for the past 3 decades. And what I have seen repeatedly in doing marriage counseling and in working with women who are burnt out, stressed, anxious, depressed, sometimes even suicidal, is seeing that there's a missing link. And that missing link is being in touch with their feminine side. I had one client that came in, and she was absolutely, she was just crying. First session, she was crying. She was overwhelmed. She was married with kids, but just felt so out of touch. She was a physician, very successful, very intelligent. And she just couldn't understand why she couldn't get along with her spouse. She couldn't understand why she couldn't connect with her kids. And after going through intensive training on how to be more feminine, her life transformed. Within a few sessions, she came, from crying, being overwhelmed, wanting to end her marriage, she came just smiling from ear to ear. She's like, I can't believe this stuff really works. And I said, yes, it does work. And I have, alhamdulillah, thousands of examples that will prove when you get in touch with your feminine side, then something very magical happens. And I would call being feminine a superpower. And we're going to talk in this webinar, inshallah, we're going to talk about what it means, what are some of the misconceptions, what can happen, okay, the dangers of not being in touch with your feminine side, and also how you can be more feminine, right? These are very critical aspects, and it's going to affect every aspect of your life. It's not, if you are single and you're not married, being feminine and knowing what it means to be feminine will change you. If you are married, definitely. This is a game changer, ladies. Mashallah, if you know how to tap into your femininity, it will change everything. And even if, let's say, if you are divorced, if you are, you know, like I said, if you're single, knowing how to be, it's about being authentic and whole, right? So it's not exclusively for people in relationships. So tell me, those of you who are tuning in right now, I really want you to be engaged. This is an interactive, and I have said that this is a Q&A. I'm going to give you some introduction, but I'm going to address your questions as well. And I really want you, the more engaged you are, the more energy I get, and then I can give you even more more information, inshallah. So let's get started. Bismillah. All right. So I'm going to make this larger. Let me know a little bit, first of all, about yourself. How many of you, are you single? Are you married? How many years are you married? It just would be great to get a little bit of feedback from you guys. And what do you think? What are some of the misconceptions about being feminine? What do you think? What are some of the biggest misconceptions? All right. So some of the misconceptions. First of all, some people may see being feminine as a weakness, right? It's about being weak. Married almost 14 years. Mashallah, Sister Aziza is single. All right. So some people may see being feminine as a weakness. They might see it as, oh, it's just about being dependent, right? Being very fragile, like, oh, help me. I'm completely helpless. Married 8 years, feminine as dependent. Very good. That's what I just covered. Okay. And then being fragile. And there is this feeling that it might be just focused on your physical appearance. It's about being submissive. Maybe how some mothers and some grandmothers, my mother was, mashallah, very, very strong and assertive. So there wasn't that submissiveness, but many people might see femininity as being submissive and then seeing it as incompatible with success. Like, okay, if you are feminine, that means you can't be successful, right? Are there any other misconceptions that you have had that you felt? 29 years. All right. Mashallah, Sister Fazila. Fazila, right? High five for 29 years, mashallah. Let's send some hearts for those who are responding, mashallah. All right, now we're going to talk about what it means. What is the cause of ignoring your feminine side, right? When you ignore your feminine side, you're not living authentically, right? You're not in touch. It leads to burnout because you are kind of, you're programmed to be a certain way, you push and you're on all the time. It ends up leading to very unfulfilling relationships. And it feels like something is missing. A lot of the women I have worked with, when they are not in touch with their feminine side, they're always angry. It's like this anger, bitterness, right? And they feel like they have lost their feminine identity. I can't tell you the number of clients that I have had that either the man says this about his wife or the woman says it about themselves, that I feel like a man. I feel like a man in the relationship. And some men will say, I feel like I'm married to a man, right? Because there is such you're just so consumed with those masculine traits, right? And if we don't get in touch with the feminine side, if we don't understand actually what it means to be feminine, then we can totally lose ourselves, okay? So what do you think it means to be feminine? What are some of the traits? I don't know why all my pictures are stretched. They weren't like that when I did it. All right. What are some of the things when you think, okay, mashallah, married. So we said 10 years, 29 years, 8 years, 14 years. What do you think it means when we're talking about being feminine? I really want your feedback. Tell me what comes to mind. Because a lot of times the misconceptions that we have need to be cleared up. Soft spoken. Very good, Sister Maria. What else? If you're soft spoken, and what other traits can you think of when you think of someone that is feminine? Okay. Being feminine means you're accepting your essence, like who you are. You're not fighting with yourself. You are true to your being, because many times I find that the clients who struggle the most is that it's almost like they're at war with themselves. And because they're at war with themselves, then they end up being at war with everyone else, their spouse, their children, community members, in-laws, because there's this feeling like they always have to have a front and they always have to be this very tough, very strong. Now, we're not against being strong. Okay. I love a strong feminine woman. And it's just about how you balance that strength. Okay. So you're true to yourself. It's about being intuitive and having emotional strength. And that's where a lot of times people fall apart, right? Because they're taking on so much. There's so much that they're taking on. They might be, you know, whether it's working towards their degrees, working full time, taking care of the home, their children, their spouse, doing so much. And then what ends up happening, because they're not really nurturing themselves, because they're not creating a balance, they don't have an outlet. So there's a lot of explosions, right? There is this emotional instability where people just start, they fall apart. And they're like a ticking time bomb. And everyone around these kind of women are, they are walking on eggshells, not knowing when this person is going to snap. So this is really problematic, because if your children are walking on eggshells and they don't know, you know, when you're going to snap, they're not going to share a whole lot with you. If your spouse feels that way, if your family members or your friends feel that way, then what ends up happening is that people shut down emotionally. Being feminine is about being nurturing, right? If you have a nurturing side. Now, I know that a lot of people may have suppressed, right? And then it's about also playfulness. They have suppressed this side of them, right? Maybe you have done that. Maybe you felt like, oh, it's weakness. I'm going to get taken advantage of. So you know what I need to do? I'm going to suppress. But what happens when you suppress? When you suppress any emotion, eventually it comes bubbling up, and not in a pretty way, okay? So what we need to do is get in touch with what that means in being feminine, nurture it, develop it, and then make sure it's balanced, because maybe those individuals that you have as like the symbol of femininity, right? Maybe it was a grandmother, maybe it was a mother, maybe they didn't balance it out. And maybe it was all towards one side and you saw it as being passive and weak, and a lot of women I know, they don't want to have anything to do with that. And if they saw their mothers as being weak and submissive and taken advantage of, so the pendulum swings to the opposite, you know, to the opposite side, right? Where they are now, that's like, I'm going to be tough, and I'm going to be strong, and I'm going to be nothing like my mother. How many of you can relate to this? How many of you had, let's see, compassionate, okay, being soft, kind, and affectionate, very good. Compassion, gentle, someone who is kind and affectionate, being tactfully gentle while handling things, very good, very good. So how many of you had mothers or examples in your life that you felt they were feminine, but they were being taken advantage of? And it somehow created this negative association. Just be honest, right? It's just us. We are, I want you to know you're in a safe space and you can share your thoughts, feelings, no judgment here. And it will be really great if you can share that. How many of you, and when you are truthful with yourself, when you admit certain things about yourself, then that's when the breakthroughs happen. Right. So I feel like you're talking about me. Okay, great. All right. So tell us, what do you think? Did you have somebody that you felt was weak when they were feminine? Let's see, Sister Nadine. I think my grandma was super feminine and my mom swung the pendulum to be tough. And that's how I was raised. Okay. So she saw maybe that feminine side as being weak. And she's like, sister, I am not doing this. Mine lacked the femininity altogether. And so it was never taught or modeled. Interesting. Okay. What else? Sister Eve, I have the opposite. Mother was very strong and that's how I was raised. Okay. Very interesting. Now, what I experienced growing up is I was very blessed with a mother, mashallah, who was both strong and very feminine. Okay. So I had that model to me where she was a businesswoman, mashallah, she was a fashion designer, amazing, creative, strong, and yet she was very much in touch with the feminine side. She knew how to pamper my father. She knew how to be gentle, how to be affectionate. So having these, having a role model that embodied both really helped me to develop that within myself. And that's where I feel Allah prepared me so I can help other women to develop that in themselves, because it's hard. Those of you who only had maybe an example of someone who is maybe taken advantage of, who is weak, then you're just like, you know what? I'm not gonna do that, right? And those who only had a strong mother and a person who didn't tap into their feminine side, then it's hard. How are you feminine? And that's one of the things that I teach my clients, and I teach, you know, on my academy. I'm the founder of the Mindful Hearts Academy. I will tell you more about it. But in that, I teach how to get more in touch with your feminine side, how to actually be that best version of yourself. Because many times what we see is that people, they may not have role models, right? They may not have had the upbringing. And just because you didn't have that growing up doesn't mean you're doomed. This is what I always love to tell people, because, you know, a lot when individuals may go to counseling and then they hear, oh, it's all your parents' fault. It's your, you know, your environment's fault. And then they feel a bit like victimized. There's this like, oh my gosh, well, what am I going to do? I didn't have it. So, you know, but that's not the case. There is plasticity in the brain, that we're constantly changing, constantly evolving. And at any time, you can learn and become a more improved version of yourself, right? So let's see. I grew up around people who made me hate the idea of femininity and the concept of motherhood. Oh my goodness, subhanAllah. Can anyone else relate to this? Did anyone else have this feeling like it's negative? What would they say about it that was so negative? Let's see, Sister Eve. I'm not naturally a feminine person due to upbringing. Okay. And culture, society told her to be strong. Mostly that is how it was. Okay. I get it. And, you know, we've all been kind of bombarded with different images of what it means to be a woman. And it's a lot. It is a lot, and it can be overwhelming. We want to be everything all at once. And sometimes, don't you just get exhausted? Isn't it exhausting? Because you feel like you have to keep your home together. You have to be the ideal, you know, ideal wife, ideal parent. You got to provide, you need to earn. And spiritually, you have to be aligned. So it is a lot. And when I talk about being feminine, first of all, it is about doing away with some of the misconceptions. Yes, you get it. You hear me, sister. Okay. So it's doing away with some of that misconceptions, right? It is about that it's not a negative word. Being feminine, being in touch with that, you know, your feminine presence, that doesn't have to be something you look down on. I have noticed that many of the clients I've worked with kind of look down on it. When I say be more feminine, it's almost like, I don't need to do that. I've never had to rely, and this is what some sisters say, I never had to rely on my looks. I rely on my intelligence. I'm not telling you to stop being smart. Actually, the smartest women are the ones who can tap into that. It's almost like, you know, we have that masculine and feminine energy. And if you can tap into that, you're more whole. Sister Maria, it's not what they say. It's what I observed over the years and the relationship dynamics they had with other people. Okay, thank you for clarifying that. Yes, we are impacted by all that we see around us, right? And so we need to, what does it, let's see. All right, how can you be more playful? What is the playfulness? Because I find this, this was one of the traits I saw my mom embrace. Allah yarhamha, may Allah have mercy on her for being such a exemplary woman, mashallah. And it's not just me as her daughter saying this, but anyone who met her found her to be exceptional. And there was this striving towards being a self-actualized person, which that has been my goal. I remember from when I was 16, I took my first psychology course, and it was all about being a self-actualized person. And this is something that, you know, part of coming together on the Mindful Hearts Academy is about teaching people how to be more self-actualized, how to be that best version of themselves, right? So how can you be more playful? What do you think? What do you think about playfulness, and what role do you think it plays in your relationships and in being a woman? Let's see. I crave it. I just don't have the right guide or feel guilty for asking for the resources to provide. There's a strong lack of self-esteem, confidence. Oh, well, thank you so much for being honest and open and vulnerable. You know, I think you have spoken on behalf of many, many sisters, hundreds, if not thousands or millions of sisters who echo the same feeling that it's like, you know, I feel guilty. There's guilt associated to being feminine. It's almost like something that, like going backwards, or it feels like something that I'm not being a strong woman. Right. And then what you tapped on, self-esteem, self-confidence. If you don't have self-esteem or self-confidence, then you can't be your own unique person. It's always about fitting in. It's always about, you know, doing what others are expecting you to do, right? What does society say? What does my, like my family say? And you can't really be true to yourself. If you don't feel like you have a voice, or you are important, or you're worthwhile, what ends up happening is that you feel like, okay, even the things that I want, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong to feel that way. Maybe I'm wrong to want to be feminine, because society is saying that this is not a good thing. But we have to also look at our fitra, right? We have to see it within an Islamic framework, and we can see the amazing examples of women we have had in our history, and how they were so balanced, and they were so powerful, and they were yet so incredibly feminine, right? We have the example of Khadija radiallahu anha. She was very much in touch with her femininity. She was nurturing, she was loving, she provided comfort to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at a time when he was so overwhelmed, he was so just scared, and he was trembling. He didn't go to his sahaba, he didn't go to his friends or family, he went to his wife, Khadija radiallahu anha, because she held that space for him. She was that source of strength and comfort. It's that combination. So I know that she has been one of my favorite wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I hold her in such high esteem, as I do with all the other wives as well. Just has a special place in my heart. And subhanAllah, if we want to model that behavior, she was not weak in the least bit. She was extremely strong, and we can develop that within ourselves. I think the West programs us to be more masculine, and also as the eldest daughter, having to step in multiple roles, it's difficult to tap into the femininity and accept it when we get married. Absolutely. We are programmed to be more masculine, and to get ahead, we need to develop masculine traits. You know, and there's nothing wrong with adopting some of those masculine traits. There's nothing wrong with getting ahead. I love a woman who is empowered, who is successful, who is educated. Like that, for me, I mean, this is what I am, like my life's passion is about empowering women. And it doesn't mean that if you're doing all of that and you're developing those traits to get ahead in your work, in your career, in your education, doesn't mean you can't be feminine at the same time. It just takes some understanding. It takes some developing the right skills, the right mentality to know how to balance it, okay? I think one way to be playful is to find humor in tough situations, like laugh at our own mistake. Sister Maria, Good job. High five. That is exactly it. And when women aren't operating and embracing their feminine energy and operating out of masculine energy, it also completely dysregulates the nervous system and imbalances the hormones. There you go, Sister Angel. High five. You're absolutely right. We are not aligned. We feel, and that's where the overwhelm comes from, right? Why are so many people overwhelmed? It's not just about time management. It's not just about, taking on too much. It's a whole mindset. If you're busy, imagine you have like this huge bowl, like you're trying to keep underwater the whole time. And it's, you know, it takes all your energy. Then, whew, you're going to all of a sudden explode. So all that repressing that feminine side, repressing what you naturally want, repressing. This is what gets us out of whack. Okay. And I think another issue is also when you get married and your spouse may not be as masculine as you feel the need to fill in the role also. Yep. That is a big issue. And even in those situations, okay, I understand. I have half my clients that come in have that issue. The man is not being masculine. He's not stepping up. He's not taking responsibility. He's not taking action, not leading. So the woman naturally has to step in. Now, in stepping in, there is a way of balancing that. There's a way of stepping in, filling the gap, and yet maintaining your feminine essence. That if you're able to do that, it's amazing. It's amazing for your relationship. It's amazing for how fulfilled and how balanced you feel. You know, a lot of times when I see individuals, I have had the privilege of meeting thousands of people through my private practice. And also, you know, traveling as an international speaker, I meet so many individuals, so many speakers, so many people who are, mashallah, educated, successful. And it's very rare for me to see them as being fully content, right? They may have PhDs, but they are not fulfilled. They may have a thriving business and be multimillionaires, they're not fulfilled. They may have certain things that they have achieved in their lives, and they may have the spouse and the kids and the home and all of the things that maybe is natural to crave, but they're lacking. There's a lack. And I've noticed that those individuals that are lacking that fulfillment have not tapped into that feminine energy. They are so driven to success and to academics and to all that. And I, like I said, I love all those things. Okay, I'm not saying don't do it, but it's not balanced, right? And so they become more male-like. They develop male-like characteristics and they don't learn how to dial it down, right? And that is an art. It is a skill. It is a science. It is something that can be taught. How do you dial it down and dial it up? Okay. So let's see. As an unmarried, I love how interactive you all are, mashallah. Lots of intelligent, feedback, mashallah. As an unmarried girl, I feel that I don't have opportunities to be feminine. Like there's nobody to nurture. That's cute. There's nobody to nurture. I'm just at the stage where I'm starting my career. Okay. Sister Nadine, that you bring up a good point. You're single. And then how do you get in touch with that feminine side, right? And this is something we'll expand on. And as we go through this, you can find opportunities to be more nurturing. You know, maybe you can volunteer. I remember when I'm a very naturally nurturing person, naturally nurturing. It's kind of a tongue twister. And I, you know, before I got married, before I had kids, I had a lot of love to give, mashallah, tabarakallah. So I remember volunteering. It was at Casa Esperanza, which was House of Hope in Houston. And it was a home for abused children. I would go there every Sunday and I would go and spend time with these children. And it tapped into that feminine side, which was really beautiful. Let's see. Okay. So we said that Sister Mary has a good point. I would love to know how to deal with that situation. Okay, yes, that one needs some expand. We may need another webinar for that one. Now, we talked about being playful, okay? Being playful. One is cheerfulness. I can't tell you the number of women who are going around and they will tell me, okay, I'm not judging, but they're like, you know, I was doing a parenting course in a few of the masajids here in Dallas, and they told me that I am a sergeant in our house. I'm a drill sergeant. I am like, and they're like, you see these brow lines? You know, a lot of people, they have the brow lines because they're always like, you know, they're just frowning. They're frowning at everybody, right? So try just being cheerful. The cheerfulness will really make a difference. You know, if I sit here like this versus even like, look, I tell my clients, because some have a hard time smiling. They're like, I'm not used to it. And they literally struggle. Their muscles, it's like me telling someone to do a yoga pose that they're not used to. And they're like, oh, I'm using muscles I've never used before. I'm not making fun of it. I'm just telling the reality. And so the smiling is kind of like this uncomfortable, like, I don't really smile. So I say, okay, you don't have to be like this, but you can just be, see that? Didn't take a whole lot of energy. Right? So that, just smiling, you joke around, being able to joke with your spouse, your kids, joke with other people, not the opposite gender. I'm not saying not to joke with everybody, but just in the halal way, you joke, you're playful, you're lighthearted, okay? And don't be serious all the time, right? I mean, if you're serious all the time, there are times you need to be serious. There are times when it really calls for you to be serious. But if you're serious all the time, no one's going to want to be around you, right? And then you have to create a fun environment, whether it's with your friends, whether it's with your family members, whether it's with your spouse and children. You are the source of that energy. And obviously, there's a lot to learn about how to develop these, right? Because every one of these things that I'm mentioning about being feminine requires training. It requires, first of all, we have to, you know, one of you said we were programmed, right? So it's a deprogramming of these beliefs. It's about really learning how to be in touch with yourself and let yourself embrace your feminine essence, right? It is a beautiful thing when you learn how to do that. And then one of you also said, learn to laugh at yourself. You know, I laugh about myself all the time. My kids, you know, I have adult children, ages 25, 22, and 19, mashallah, tabarakallah. They love to tease me about different things. And you know what? I just go along with it. I laugh and I find it hilarious. And my daughter actually, she'll imitate me. And I'm like, oh my God, she does a great me. If you ever get to see it, it's like, it's identical. My word choice, my body language. And I laugh at myself because also I had my mom as a role model and I could joke with her. It wasn't like she had this fragile self-esteem that if I joked with her, she'd be like, don't do that. I learned to become very comfortable with myself. She built my self-esteem to be extremely strong, alhamdulillah. And so then you're able to just, you know, poke fun of yourself, right? So common questions. First of all, I want to make sure that if you have any questions about femininity, right? And if you have it, definitely address it. But I thought it's, let's see. It's so hard to access when you're in survival mode. You're absolutely right. And you shouldn't be in survival mode. You know, if you are in survival mode in your relationships, then there's something wrong and you need to evaluate that. And, you know, you need to be in relationships that nurture They nurture that side of you. Okay. Let's say, great. So we should be cheerful, smiley, balanced, have our careers, nurture home, kids, and husband, and cherish ourselves. How do we exactly have it all? Good question. Good question. I'm glad you asked, because I do have a step-by-step approach, which, I mean, we have a limited time in this webinar, but I do have a step-by-step approach in teaching that, teaching the femininity. What is your feminine essence? Very good question. Y'all are on top of it. I love this. I love this audience that is so in tune, interactive, and you really want to know, which I love. So, you know, in getting in touch with your feminine side, this is like I said, we have to deprogram first, and then it's about nurturing certain characteristics, right? There's certain characteristics that if you get in touch with, like, and you know what's interesting? Because our fitra, it's there, right? It's kind of like, it is like you have to, it's been buried is what I mean. Like, it doesn't have to be something that you, it's completely foreign. I mean, I know that with some people, it may feel like not as natural, but I bet if you, you know, I help you to tap into that side of yourself, then it will be, you will dig it out, right? So it's a bit buried is what I'm saying. So some common questions. So how to balance my femininity, right? How to balance my femininity with the need to be assertive and strong. So you have to realize that being feminine, femininity and strength are not mutually exclusive. It's not like you're either strong or you're either feminine. You can have both. And it's amazing when you learn to have both. And the example of like Khadija radiallahu anha, there's the example of Fatima radiallahu anha, how she was a strong, opinionated individual, mashallah, radiallahu anha. And when we learn that there are examples of women who have been able to balance it, and feminine strength is about being receptive. It's about, like, you don't have to arm wrestle. Like, you know, I always tell my clients that if you challenge your husband to arm wrestling, he's going to be like, I win, right? So there's no need to have this. You don't need to have a power struggle. You don't need to be at war, right? And when you are able to be in your feminine essence, when you're able to just be more in touch with your fitra, of being nurturing, of being nurturing and being compassionate, then you will be able to actually bring out those masculine traits, right? And let's see, and then rooted in compassion, intuition, and wisdom, okay? Another common question is femininity about being passive or submissive. So this is what, you know, this people think that it's just like, okay, that means I don't have a voice. That means I, you know, I don't go with anything. Like, I go along with everything. And if any of you have done my programs, if you're on my Mindful Hearts Academy, if you are on my Five Pillars of Marriage program, you know that I am never teaching women to just be submissive. Oh, just be patient. Just take it, right? I never, ever want women to be in an abusive relationship. I never want them to just go along, not have a voice, not have a personality. On the contrary, I'm all about building. It's about building women up. It's about being confident in yourself, right? And so femininity from an Islamic perspective is actually a source of strength, dignity, and influence. I mean, when we talk about influence, look at the example of Salama. Right, Salama. This was, you know, at the time there was the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, and this treaty, nothing was in favor of the Muslims at the time. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam found himself like he had to agree in order for things to basically to move forward. And at that time, they were going to perform Hajj, and all of a sudden, the Quraysh said, nope, you can't go. And he was stuck. And, you know, the Sahaba, they were so angry. They wanted to just, you know, fight. And they wanted to get their rights. And who did he turn to? It was Salama. through her wisdom, through her emotional stability, through her touch with that feminine nurturing side, she said, go ahead and shave your head and they will all follow you. This shows us that being feminine doesn't mean you don't have a voice. What a powerful position she was in, powerful position of influence. And that's what happens if you know how to tap into that feminine side. Your husband will naturally want your feedback. They will naturally come to you for that comfort, and you will naturally have a very powerful influence, right? And it's about reclaiming, right? You reclaim who you are. You reclaim that fitra. And there are the examples of Aisha radiallahu anha and Fatima radiallahu anha. Right? Now, let's see. In a marriage, a woman needs a flourishing environment where she is allowed to be herself in order to be in her feminine essence. In other words, she needs to be in a loving environment. You are right. Absolutely. You do need that environment. Now, obviously, I always put a disclaimer. If you're in an abusive relationship, if your spouse has some psychological disorders, then definitely that is another case. You have to get like professional help and address it. But in situations when you're dealing with an individual that may have their like negative traits, we all have our negative qualities. We all have our weaknesses. And what I encourage women to do in situations like that is that you have a profound impact. You can have a profound impact in the environment that is in your home, right? If it's not abusive and you don't have someone with psychological disorders, right? In those situations, you are able, I like to empower my clients to actually say, no, I have a choice. It's how what I bring to the table, it's what I bring, then my spouse is going to respond to me differently. Okay. For a woman to know all that is all this is only about half of the success. If husbands do not understand that concept, it is impossible to run our home. You know, definitely we need when we have the husband and wife, that's why when I do marriage counseling and both are involved, I can educate and train both. But when half the clients that come in, it's only the wife, let's say, that comes in. Sometimes it's only the husband. By making changes in yourself, your spouse will respond differently. All right. So the million-dollar question, right, is how can I learn to be more feminine, right? How can I learn to be more feminine? I mean, this is something you have been programmed for decades. And so how is it? And this is what I want to introduce to you. I mean, today we talked, if you liked what you heard today, I want to introduce you to a course that I'm teaching on my mentorship program, Feminine Revival, Awaken Your Inner Light. And this is going to be a 7-8 weeks course on how to develop these things. Because as you well know, it's not something that within 30 minutes you can like all of a sudden learn to be more feminine. You can get a taste of it. You can see why it is important. But to really nurture it and develop it, right? And what is this feminine revival all about? It is about like reclaiming that feminine energy. Like, what is that energy? How do you tap into it? And how do you balance? It's about balancing your inner strength, right? Because I don't want to teach anyone to be weak, right? It's about having the strength, but balancing it out with grace, right? And it's all about being whole. It's about, not overlooking an aspect of yourself. It's about tapping into all of your strength, right? And not suppressing your fitra. So the fitra, what Allah has given us, Allah knows us best. And He has given us this natural instinct. And many times we just kind of bury it. And if you learn to bring it out, and it's like living with peace, it'll really help you to live with peace, right? And it's also when you think about the Feminine Revival course. And this is, I'm so incredibly excited because, in the 3 decades that I've been working with thousands of people, I have seen that this is one of the biggest problems the sisters I work with have. It's like not knowing what it means to be feminine, either being completely submissive, no voice, no self-esteem, or being completely masculine and not keeping a balance, right? And this has hurt the women that I've worked with. And I want to help you overcome that. I want you to actually be more balanced, more whole. It's not about changing you completely. It's about, you know, it's just about being more whole. So you learn to align with your fitra. Fitra is your natural disposition, right? And then you develop this feminine energy. Those of you who are married, you develop it. It's a feminine energy that will bring out, I mean, you charm your spouse, you will influence your spouse, no longer have to arm wrestle, no longer have to force and nag and do all of that stuff. Because when you have that natural essence, you will naturally bring out the masculine side when you are more feminine. Right. A lot of times when a woman comes into a relationship and they're masculine, then it becomes like, okay, it's war, right? Their fight instinct comes out. So I will teach you how to actually bring out that feminine side, and where they will naturally want to protect and be more nurturing and be more protective in a loving kind of way, right? And it increases your emotional intimacy, right? So if you are able to be more feminine, more in touch with who you are, then you're able to just be more effective. You can communicate better. You don't need to yell. You don't need to nag. How lovely would it be to just stop doing those things, right? And then you'll have that emotional connection, because it's no longer a war. It's about, you know, it's about like becoming more emotionally intimate with one another, right? And it's healing through softness. This is something that I'm going to be talking about. How do you heal through softness? Whether, you know, there's so many parents who come in and they've lost their kids. They come to me when they're 18, when they're 21. Oh, this one is on drugs. This one is is dating. This one is leaving Islam. And they're like, you know, fix our kid, fix our teen. And I tell them, like, what was happening during, you know, their developmental stages? What were you doing with them when they were children, when they were teens? And really, a lot of it has to do with harshness or neglect. But when you have that sense of softness and that ability to nurture, your kids will flourish. You will be their best friends. You will have that connection. So when you heal that side of yourself, then all your relationships will develop. And then you restore peace in your home and in your life. So this is what the program is all about. And it is going to be a course on my mentorship program, the Mindful Hearts Academy. And this is something that I started, alhamdulillah, we started as a team about 5 years ago, alhamdulillah. And it's a transformative membership community. So it's not just a course you take and it's like, good luck, you know, you're on your own. It is about being in a supportive environment. It is a supportive sisterhood. And it's ongoing guidance, because on a weekly basis, every Thursday, there's live, like I'm doing today, right? So this is part of it. I'm introducing this next course, which is all about femininity. And you'll meet with me live. You can ask your questions. It'll be interactive, right? And it's a step-by-step guideline for healing and growing. So many of the things I talked about, right, about being in touch, being balanced, not, you know, being able to have that self-confidence, right? One of you said, I don't have self-confidence. So the first lesson on the Mindful Hearts Academy is about building your self-confidence, your self-esteem. So a lot of things have to be in place in order for you to get in touch with that feminine side. So this, you will get not just this course on femininity, but it's a whole membership, and it's so affordable. We've made it at a price that everyone can afford, right? It's $11 a month. It is very affordable. And then you have this step-by-step guideline for healing and growing. And it's based on 3 decades of experience working with thousands of Muslims, right? Alhamdulillah, it's all the things that I have been, that I have learned and I have been applying. So this is the Mindful Hearts Academy. Now, so we have different tiers, right? The different tiers, the tier that you just get the videos, let's say those that I've already recorded and they are there, that's at $11 a month. But you will see, Sister Aisha, if you could put the link, right? Let me see. If you can put the link to the Mindful Hearts Academy, and that way you can see that by attending live, if you want to attend live and have this interactive course, let's see, this it is an amazing course. If you join, you will transform, learn about yourself, be the best version of yourself. Mashallah, Sister Helene, high five. You are... Okay, let's... if you could put the landing page... Sister Aisha, if you could put the landing page, please. And we will put that for you. Can we have the link of the course? Sounds amazing. Yes, absolutely. Sister Helene, how long have you been on the Mindful Hearts Academy? So that we can, you know, mashallah, she's been there every week. She comes on and she's been transforming herself. And let's see, Maria, yes, telling women that they themselves can change the relationship dynamic opens the doors wide for exploitation. This only works for people who are healthy. Many people have mental problems. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right that people have the issues, and if they don't work on themselves, then it's very difficult. And what we need to do is, you know, we work on ourselves, right? We need to work on ourselves. And when we work on ourselves, then we will bring out the best in others. So how long is the course? If it's $11 a month, it is live every week. Okay. So can we put that link up, please, as the landing page for the Feminine Revival? I would really appreciate that. So The $11 a month, that's for the Mindful Hearts Academy that I have had. Those are the recorded ones. Now, when you want to show up live, and you will see that it is, mashallah, ongoing. Okay, so you have access. It's a resource. Like, think of it as a library of self-improvement, right? It's a library of self-improvement, and you will be able to access it. Okay, could we have the link, please? I'm asking for the landing page link.
Okay. What was it going to get there?
Yeah. All right. So tell me, if you have any questions about like the Mindful Hearts Academy, the purpose of it. Okay. Because I know that a lot of people can't afford doing, they cannot afford doing one-on-one counseling. And many people would ask me, they're like, Sister, I really want to work on myself. I want to heal from the trauma. I want to learn how to be emotionally stable, but I can't afford the counseling. And so my heart really went out to them. And I made this specifically for individuals who want to work on themselves. And you will get a step-by-step guideline in first, like building your self-esteem, building emotional intelligence. I mean, everything that I work with clients, right? Everything that I work with clients is in this program, but it's step by step, right? And when a person starts working on themselves, what's amazing, I've seen people come in and they are broken. I have seen people come in that they are absolutely they are broken. They have been maybe divorced. Maybe they were suicidal. And what ends up happening is that they actually transform. And I had one sister, she was one of our lovely volunteers. She told me, I couldn't even speak in front of a class. And after not only going through the program, but she, mashallah, because she was a volunteer, because she was active. She gained the maximum amount. And just recently, she sent a video of herself standing up for Palestine with a mic in front of like such a large community. And she said it was because of Mindful Hearts Academy. She's like, it really nurtured me. And one of the things she said is having a mentorship. She's like, seeing you on a week-to-week basis, showing up, speaking up. And this truly made the difference. And so a person who really had, she admittedly didn't have any self-esteem, became so strong and so powerful. She's now leading youth groups. She's now speaking in her community. She's now doing so many things. And I want that for each and every one of you. Now, some of you may be like the super strong, super accomplished, and you need to balance it out. You need to have that emotional intelligence. You need to know how to develop the wisdom and developing boundaries, right? Boundaries is so critical. It's so critical to have boundaries when you're developing your femininity, right? Because I don't want you to have that sense of, I don't want you to be taken advantage of, right? So let me just ask. Okay, so I don't want you to be taken advantage of. So when you have, when you are able to have the boundaries. So one lesson is all, one phase is about setting boundaries. How do you set healthy boundaries with your in-laws, with your spouse, with family members? How do you do that so that you are not taken advantage of? Like that's a very, and how do you overcome your insecurities? So there's level one, there's level two. Level two is when we do the deep dive. Level one, it sets the foundation. I mean, this is like, mashallah, years and years of hard work, alhamdulillah, and I see the transformation in people who apply this, alhamdulillah, and overcoming your insecurities. That, let's see, I found. I made it to the live. Alhamdulillah. I'm so happy to have you, Sister Fatima. Since you've been on the Mindful Hearts, tell the viewers what the experience has been like. I found your YouTube videos around 5 years ago. At that time, just knowing someone like you existed gave me hope. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your work. Oh, jazakallah khairan. Alhamdulillah. You know, and this is my goal. My goal is to be able to create this an example that I am working on myself and I am making progress on a daily basis. I feel like I want to be a student for life. There's always things that I want to improve on. So we will go on this journey together. And when you see that it is possible, just like I had the example of my mother, that she was strong, confident, and accomplished, and yet very feminine and nurturing, then that for me is like, okay, it can be done. When I saw that she took very difficult situations and she was absolutely very wise and she was very friendly, it made me actually, I had a role model. So I hope to provide that sense of, inspiration, that hope, and inshallah that together, if we work on ourselves, not only, so what are some of the benefits you will get? First of all, you will be at peace with yourself when you're working on your inner self. You know, I find that mindfulness is the way to Jannah, right? Because being mindful of your thoughts, of your emotions, of your behavior, all of that will lead you to Jannah, right? And then making sure that you're not being in any way like oppressive, right? Because a lot of times I have found that we have examples of men being oppressive in relationships. We know what some of those examples are, but there are also women who can be oppressive in relationship. They can be very harsh. They can, lack affection. They can punish by withdrawing love or intimacy. And that can create a lot of issues. And you are accumulating sins, right? So a way to Jannah is by working on yourself, right? And the Prophet ﷺ said the heaviest thing on the scale, heaviest thing on the scale is what? Is having a good character. So this program, the Mindful Hearts Academy, will take you, you know, step by step in becoming the best version of yourself. Okay, Sister Fatma, I have been on since 2019. I was super broken and felt like the worst mom because I could not give my children the best of me. Joining Mindful Hearts has been the biggest game changer. Oh, to my emotions. High five, Sister Fatma. Thank you so much for sharing that. Assalamu alaikum. I cannot find these different tiers you're talking about on the website. Can you please direct? Sure. I will just waiting for that link, inshallah. My relationship with myself has improved significantly and organically. Let me see if, and organically, my relationships with my husband, children, and family have flourished. I highly recommend signing up. Thank you. Oh, that's so sweet, mashallah. Okay. All right. Let me show you how it is. So, I'm just looking for, okay, Maheen. All right. So with you, okay, it is a self-paced program, all right? It is a self-paced program where you are able to watch at your own pace, right? And there are some people who are super motivated and they go through the program. And then there are those who may just want to do it once in a while when they need certain topics. And then there is the weekly live. The weekly live is what I do at Thursdays at 1 p.m. And Thursdays at 1 p.m. And that's when you show up live. You can interact. We will discuss. We have a group that you can, you know, post about it. You can ask questions. It's really powerful. Alhamdulillah. So, all right. Let me know. How do we access the feminine revival? Okay. I am getting that right now. You know, I do all the content, the technical part, and I'm just waiting. Sister Hala, I cannot get a recording of the lives from the Martin. We will address that, inshallah. Thank you so much, Sister Helene. There is a live every Thursday. Every Thursday, there is a live at 1 p.m. at the same time that we were doing this, mashallah. So for those of you who are interested, what we will do is follow this up with an email, with the link. So all the lessons, yes, thank you. She is like on it. All the lessons. Can we please have the link for it? Okay. All the lessons are recorded so you can watch the program whenever you like. Yes. And that's the beauty of it, right? That is the beauty of it. All right. We got it. All right. Alhamdulillah. All right. So here's the link for getting the course to the feminine revival. This will teach you. Thank you so much for the clarification, Sister Hala and Sister Helene. So if you, inshallah, want to learn how to be more whole, how to be more patient, how to be your, you know, your absolute best, then I highly recommend not only doing this, you know, the course on feminine revival, because this will be a game changer. You know, I've never done a course on this before. It's been a journey of 3 decades combining all my experiences into this course. So I know it will be very, very impactful, inshallah. And then we're having Sister Fatima. We'll check into it. All right. And here, don't forget to sign up. We will send you an email. We'll send you a replay of this if you'd like to watch it again. And I can't wait to see you, inshallah, on the other side in the program. And it will be starting next week, so next Thursday at 1 p.m. We'll get together and inshallah really explore how to develop that feminine charm, how to be whole and how to balance and be bring out the best in all of your relationships. Let me know if there are any other questions. And if not, thank you so much for joining in today. I really appreciate it. And we are so looking forward to having you. Assalamu alaikum.